in between the lines, the things that he wants to tell us. And I think that's what these 70 weeks are all about. Dad covered the Daniel 70 weeks chart, which I have the letter from Brother George Smith. I'll go ahead and call his name. Brother George Smith's wife is the one that drew this for Brother Branham. You know that. Amen. All right? Not this one, but the one Dad showed. But I'm going to use this one. It's exactly the same way. We're just putting little emphasis points in there. Okay? Is that all right? Because it's the same. All right? Brother George Smith said it is accurate. She just added a few little things, which was the cross was not connected. It was setting up in the air, and she connected it. Just some little things. She did not change anything that Brother Branham preached on during the 70 weeks. So I hope you understand that what the two things we were trying to do, what Dad did is he was showing you that the chart, the Bible, and the quotes from the Daniel 70 weeks book are correct. They fit. Whether you believe it or not, they fit. He showed it to you from the Bible and the prophet's message and the chart that they fit. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you that I'm going to show you the parable, the underlying meaning or redemption in the 70 weeks. Because if you can't see redemption in everything that we do, if you can't see redemption, then you're still lost. But if you see redemption, that means you're redeemable, right? You can be redeemed. So Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Now look, we're going to cover something that maybe you've never heard before, and that's okay, because remember, I'm his son, so I've heard it as long as he's been preaching it. But we're going to look and break it down into three different groups, and we'll show you in just a minute, but I want you to look at this. I've never heard anyone, number one, preach on Daniel 70 weeks except Dad and Brother Claude Weisinger out in Oklahoma and myself. I've just not been around, maybe. But look what it says. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. There's a redemption to the city as well as the people. All right? To do what? Six things. To finish the transgression, make an end of sin, reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. And I'm going to ask you right now, because I'm going to throw some points in here, and I'm going to go a little bit faster probably than Dad did. But do we all agree that the sixfold purpose happens in the 70 weeks of Daniel? Right? Agree or disagree, it's the Bible. It's the Bible. The Bible says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, who? The Jews, the holy city, Jerusalem, to do what? Six things. Keep this in mind. Six seals finishes our redemption. Sixfold purpose finishes their redemption. All right? And we'll parallel that in just a few minutes. So we're scrolling on up to a parable. We're going to read this again, but we're going to read one that Dad didn't read. Metaphorically, it's a comparing or a comparison of one thing with another, likeness or similitude, an example of by which a doctrine or precept is illustrated. All right? So now let's go to the first quote and read just in the highlighted areas. Now, I don't have the quotes for you to have. I've got some, but we're taping this, and you're welcome to have it. It is public domain. You don't have to call us and ask for a copyright. That was a joke. God wrote it in riddles. Okay. I guess we're supposed to be real serious today. I don't have many serious bones in my body. God's wrote it in riddles and parables so that he could hide it from the eyes of the wise and prudent and reveal it to babes such as will learn. All right, let's go. Number three. In the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now, we know the scripture cannot lie. Now, some of these Dad read, but we're going to read them over again. You know what? It takes 17 times before you can remember something, right? We've got you twice. 15 more times and we'll get you. So now, but see, also though, if you look at it visually, you can reduce that, okay? Now, we know the scriptures cannot lie. They have to be truth. And if this angel Gabriel came and told Daniel that there's only 70 weeks left for the Jews, now, we would apply that to 6 days or 7 day weeks, but in prophecy, it's always given in parables. Now, I want to go to one parable, and if we have time at the end, this really, excuse me, my voice is going out. Somebody get me some water. Watch this in Genesis. Here is your parable. This is a very wonderful parable. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. What does 27 say? Fulfill her week. Brother Branham's not the only one that come up with 1 week equals 7 years. It's in the Bible, people. It's in the Bible. Brother Branham can't get anything outside of the Bible. Amen. Fulfill her week. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Fulfill her week. What? 7 years. And we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. We'll get to the rest of the story in just a minute. But if you'll remember, he got the older one, right? Leah. Amen. The older one. Rachel was the one he already had his eye on. He was already looking at Rachel. He was wanting Rachel. He was wanting the bride. He was wanting the Gentile bride. But he got Israel first. Think about this now until we get finished. Rachel had 2 children. Joseph. And who? Parable. Wow. All right, let's go. So now we're going to look at redemption of 3 groups of people. Number 1 is going to be the Gentiles. That's us. 2, we're going to see Israel, which, make that plain, 144,000. And thy holy city, because didn't it say that? Didn't it say thy holy city? 70 weeks are determined upon the people and the city. Because Jerusalem has been destroyed some 17 times, even since Jesus' time. So since Titus destroyed it, they just destroy that place and just keep destroying it. All right, let's go. So we're going to keep that in your mind. Because watch. And I saw when for all the cause whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and give her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. Return ye backslidden children. That's Jeremiah 3:22. And I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. All right, I'm starting with Israel. Israel backslid, committed adultery, and what did he do? He gave her a bill of divorcement and what? Put her away. But he says, I cannot forget her. He's not going to forget her. It's like Dad said, if it were true, this line would go over here and you and I wouldn't be in the picture. But he wanted a Gentile bride, so he had to. That's the engrafting, folks, of the branch, right? The engrafting of the Gentiles. All right, so redemption, 3 people, Gentiles, 144,000. And we must bring the city into view. All right, let's go. Number 4. Now, that let's outline Daniel's 70 of weeks. Now, I might repeat here again, ministers of the gospel, if you disagree with this, all right. They are divided into 3 periods. Now, does everybody see 3 periods on the board? A 7, a 62, and a 7. Now that's Bible. That's Bible. Right? Amen. That's the prophet's message. And that's that chart. Amen. That first, a 7-week period, then a 3-score and 2-week, which is 62, and then a 1-week period. They're divided into 3 different periods. Now I've got it divided here on the board. The first period, second period, and to my understanding by the gospel, by the Holy Spirit, that the end time God returns again to the Jews. Now, you can say what you want to. I think he's pointing to that last week. That's what he's pointing at. What else would he be pointing at? That's when he returns to the Jews. He's not right. It's not right here. It's right here, right? God returned again to the Jews. Now, we know all by the gospel that Paul taught and others that God will return again to the Jews. Well, then if he's going to return again to the Jew, how can we apply it back in Daniel's time? We've got to apply it in this last age. And it's after the Gentile church has been gone because he deals with Israel as a nation, we as an individual. All right? Number 5. Now, here we go again. Now, this, I'm going to go over it just real briefly because Dad went over it real well, and I hope you get it because it's very, very important. Now, Jesus, Messiah, rode into the city of Jerusalem, triumphed on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, AD 30. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, AD 30, and now from BC 445 to AD 30, is exactly 475 years. Now, he's already covered that. April the 2nd, we proved AD 30 is on also here, right? That's where Brother Brown put AD 30. He didn't put 33. He put AD 30 and a cross, right? That's where Jesus died, on the cross in AD 30, all right? Now, let's go to the next one. Now, but remember this. Them prophets will prophesy 1,203 score days, which is in the midst of the last week of the Jews. Now, I want to bring this to a point right here. You're going to see something that maybe you've never seen before. Inside here is a meaning that maybe you've not looked at before. Because if you read the book, it is confusing. But I'm going to prove by the sixfold purpose that that last week has to happen. But see, Brother Branham, in the Daniel 70 Weeks book, says week of the Jews. He even calls it a Jewish week. He never called it a Messiah week. He called it a Jewish week, a Jewish week, a week of the Jews. Everybody got it so far? Amen. All right, then they're cut off. Now look, after three, that's where they prophesy, right there, right? Then they're cut off, and then what does he say? And the Armageddon sets in. All right, so now let's go to the next one. Now, someone brought this to my attention the other day. Watch. If you want to get technical about it. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. After 62 weeks, right there, right? Shall Messiah be cut off. And the people of the prince shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. All right? And end thereof with the flood and the end of war, desolation. Someone said, well, after means that's where you get your people say that AD 30 is when he started his ministry, and after 62 weeks. So you got 3.5. Brother Brown never preached that. It's not in the Bible. And you don't have a quote for it. So it's null and void. After, we're going to eat after this is over. That's only an hour from now. On March the 14th is when the edict went forth to rebuild, right? 445 B.C., March the 14th. Jesus was crucified on April the 7th, according to what the prophet said. April the 2nd was Palm Sunday. He was dead on Friday. 5 more days. This is elementary. All right? So there's no time after. He died April the 7th, AD 30. I'm like Dad said, I've got stacks of papers where AD 30 is used many, many times. And we saw in that where he put it on there, AD 33 is used because he's using another calendar. But to make the 483 years, you've got to stop at AD 30. You can't add 3.5 more years. Right. Or the Bible's wrong, the prophet's wrong, and the quotes are wrong. All right? So 3 is a witness. So now, if we see this, and we're going to assume that after 62 weeks, so after March the 14th, if you carried all the 62 weeks, after March the 14th in AD 30, he was crucified April the 2nd. Well, that was after March the 14th. So after 62 weeks. Could have just been one day. After 62 weeks, the Messiah's cut off. All right? Now, here is where you're just going to have to go with me for a minute. Jesus started his ministry. We proved there a few minutes ago on the River Jordan when he was becoming 30 years old. Is that correct? Right? 29.5. Now, he was 33 years old when he died. Right? The chart proved that. B.C. 4, 4 B.C., even Usher in your Bible, Usher and several other commentaries proved that because of Herod being dying and all that, that Jesus was born 4 B.C. So 4 B.C. to AD 30 is exactly 33 years. So he was 33 years old when he died. So he started his ministry 3.5 years before that. Simple. River Jordan. 3.5 years later, so you would say October, probably AD 26, He started his ministry. He preached three and a half years, died at 33 years old in April. There is your first 3.5 years of Messiah ministry. I want you to listen to my words. Messiah ministry. I didn't say Jewish. I said Messiah ministry. Not after the cross. He can't preach while he's dead. Because, roll up. Because look, even this proves it. Then Peter called and said, Lord, how often shall we, Daddy read this, but I'm going to read it again. I say unto thee, forgiveness is redemption, right? If you're forgiven, you're redeemed. All right? Peter said, how can I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said, no. 70 times 7, which is 490. If there's 483 years to right here, gentlemen, there's 1 week left. That's 7 years to finish the 490 years. Correct? This means yes. Okay. You can nod a little louder if you want to, and I can hear you. So he was cut off April the 7th, AD 30. Isaiah 53 proves all that also. We don't have time to get into it. The sixfold purpose. Man, you can lay those right in with the seals, but we'll try to do something with them in just a few minutes that maybe it will help you. All right? So now let's look at redemption. We've come up to this point because redemption didn't start. We know redemption was over before the foundation of the world, okay? But it had to be applied at Calvary. Had to be applied at Calvary. It wasn't received. It was applied. Pardon is not a pardon unless it's accepted as a pardon. All right? So now, now remember, he was cut off, Messiah, Jews. God ceased to deal with them. They did not go any farther. Then they were scattered by the Roman Empire. And have you noticed on my chart here? That says what? AD 70. I want you to get this now and draw it. You notice here where I got the cross? That's where they rejected. But the time extended out just a little bit further on that. See why? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. He didn't start at 3.5 and go 26.5. He's going whole years, 30 years, 40, 50, 60, 70. 40 years later, Titus, the Roman general, destroyed Israel, Jerusalem, and scattered the people all over the world. You see Titus 40 years later. That can't be AD 33 as far as what the prophet is telling us. By this chart and by the calendar, it had to be AD 30 because you've messed up the AD 70. You don't have 40 years into Titus destroying Rome. You see destroying Jerusalem. Titus 40 years later. So actually the Jewish time extended till the complete. God wasn't dealing with them. He only dealt with them until they rejected Christ. Then they crucified Christ. They said, let his blood be on us and our children. That's what their problem's been the whole time. All right. We'll get into that on the sixfold purpose because he's got to redeem that group back. He's got to redeem that group back, right? Let his blood be on us and our children. And it's been ever since. But before they got scattered, listen, old brother, before they got all scattered to all the world, it took God about 40 years to tear up the temple. That's where the holy city's got to come in. Sure, they're going to establish temple worship here on earth, but God in the scripture says, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body. These offerings have become a stink in my nostrils. God is not going to bless natural Israel over there right now trying to do temple worship because God's not there. God's not there. They're going to establish temple worship. They're going to kill the goats. They're just waiting on the red heifer right now. And from what we're reading on the internet, they're within just a few hairs of getting that red heifer genetically. And you know where they're raising them? United States. Anyway, you can go any way with that if you want to. But they're gonna try to establish temple worship, and they will, Brother Branham. I'll read you a quote right here. When we're out of here, they're going to establish temple worship. But now they're not going to, the 144,000 is not going to. That's what's going to get the 144,000 killed. The Jews have spent all these 2,000 years trying to get everything together, and they're going to start making sacrifices, and there's going to be a group of people, a bunch of nuts, who are going to walk in a temple and go, hey, God's not there anymore. He's right here. He's right here. And they're going to hate them 144,000. The Jews are going to kill them. The people, the United States is not going to kill them. Their own people's going to kill them. Right? Oh, brother. But they got all scattered. It took God 40 years to tear up the temple and scatter them out to all the world. But now remember, if this is not true, God wasted four chapters in the Bible in Ezekiel 40 through 44. Brother Branham said that was the millennium temple being built. Not to make sacrifices anymore. But remember, the millennium is for the Jews. We're there in a honeymoon. We don't go down there and build anything. All right, but we'll get into that in a minute. But God failed to deal with them anymore. God failed to deal with them anymore. He went dealing with us, right? You know that? Understand it now. Now, here we start in the church ages, the Gentile time, God away from the Jews. Now, there's your seven church ages. We don't need to go into that because you and I are a part of that. All right, let's go to the next one. In the 70 weeks, God showed John exactly what would take place during the Gentile reign. Now, we haven't got any time, limited time, like the Jews, but we got a sign. We got a signpost. What God did with the Jews, that's exactly what he said he would do in them 69 years, or 483 years, but 69 weeks. And 1 week left, 1 week's yet determined to the Jews. Now, we cannot apply it in here. I believe he's pointing right here. Because this is Gentile. So the whole week's got to be after we're gone. Dealing with the Jews, not the Messiah week. There's going to be a difference, and I'll show it to you in just a second. Now this is Revelations, beginning with the first chapter to the third chapter. Takes us over, what? To Laodicea. All right, let's go. I'm not going to use any of my notes here. I had some notes to read off, but I'm not going to read them off. I'm just going to keep doing this, okay? Now, what happened? Look over the top of this last church age. See this little extension. I want you to remember, here is another key if you want to write this down. Key number one was thy city. Key number two is lap over. Amen. How many times? You're ministers. You're not laity. You're ministers. Amen. How many times did Brother Branham say lap over? How do you build a step? You got to lap it over the first one to get to the next one. So lap over, lap over. We're going to see like the Battle of Armageddon. Folks, the Battle of Armageddon is not going to be a one-day battle. That's an atomic battle. That's going to last for a length of time. All right? That's where all this is going to come in right here. But we'll look at it in just a second. Now what's happened? Look up over the top of this last church. They see this extension. The Gentile days are finished, and for the last 40 years, the Jews has been returning. Now that little lap over is right there. Got it? The Jews have been returning to Jerusalem, going back to the homeland. See where we're at? It took 40 years from the cutting off of the Messiah till Titus destroyed the temple and scattered the Jews. And then it's been another 40 now to get the Jews back together. All right, let's go to the next one. Now our kinsman is handed the seven-seal book of redemption. Kind of funny, he's talking about redemption and it's talking about Gabriel's instruction to Daniel. He's showing us a parable here. And the Lamb came and took the book out of the right hand and sat upon the throne. Who was the Lamb? The Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer, the kinsman to the church who come and redeemed Israel. Now, we're going to get into that this morning. Israel was redeemed, but it was not applied to them because they rejected him. But the church received their redemption. Amen. We received that 3.5-year ministry. Amen. Right? Amen. They were blinded from that 3.5-year ministry. We received that 3.5-year ministry. And if I have enough time, I'm going to show you that it parallels with the last part of Brother Branham's ministry. The revelation. Exactly. See, that really there's only 3.5 years that Jesus preached. He didn't preach 7 years. He only preached 3.5 years. Okay? But like with Rachel and Leah, he worked 7 years, so you got to have 7 years here and you got to have 7 years here. For redemption of us and for redemption of Israel. All right? So we'll show that in just a second if the Lord willing. Israel was redeemed, but it was not applied to them because they rejected him, but the church received their redemption. And he is our kinsman redeemer, as Boaz had to redeem Naomi in order to get Ruth, the Moabitess, an alien, a Gentile. So Christ redeemed Israel, applied the redemption, and was rejected. And Jesus redeemed Israel at Calvary, but it was not a pardon to them because they did not receive it as a pardon. But in our lesson now, on these 70 weeks, we find they come back and receive their pardon. But he redeemed the church when we are pardoned because we have received the blood of Jesus Christ as our pardon. Everybody okay with that? Okay? This all should be old hat, but it's kind of tying everything together. It's showing you redemption through the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now, Pentecostal brethren, how can we apply it all over here in the last end church age? That's us. They're sleeping through every one of these ages, waiting, and we which are alive, the little remaining bunch, remain alive until the coming of the Lord will not hinder those which are asleep, for the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall be caught up together with them, amen, with them, here we are, meeting right here, to go to meet the Lord in the air. What's he saying? Right here, right? Rapturing saints. All this right here. Amen, and there you are. Where are we at? Right here. Where did the Messiah get cut off? Exactly where the word said. Right here. Where will that 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off. Then God returns to the Jews. The next thing in order is the coming of the kingdom of God. Do you remember as soon as the church age goes and the Jews take hold, they come in. But first, the next thing in order is not a mighty nation or a national revival. The next thing in order for us is the coming of the kingdom of God, the coming of Christ. All right, now I want you to look at point number two before we go to the next step. We receive, somebody said, Brother Bill and I were sitting in a meeting last weekend, and a brother, our well-known brother, made a comment that I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal about the 70 weeks of Daniel because it's to the Jews. Well, let's forget about the seals too. Let's throw our seal book away. The seals are not to us. From Revelations 4:1 to 19, it's not to us. But we get the spiritual application to get us out of here. If we don't take it and put it all together, there's a gap. And when there's a gap, there's fear. When there's fear, there's doubt. When there's doubt, there's no body change. We got to be standing with perfect faith to take a body change. The next thing in order is the coming of the kingdom of God, the coming of Christ. All right, let's go to the next one. Now, when's God going to start their last week? When? It may be today. It may be before the sun sets tonight. God will declare it, and when it is, I don't know. All right, go to the next one. Now, let's read. And in the middle of this week, now here's the 70, and now this exactly was 7 years, each one of the weeks, and we've already had 69 weeks, not 69 and a half. We've already had 69 weeks, then we have the Gentile age. He said 69 weeks, Gentile age. Then there's one more week left for the Jew. All right? I hope you're seeing this. It's a beautiful picture if you can see it. Is that right? And that's exactly how long? Not 3.5 years, 7 years. All right? If this was 7 years, that's 7 years. Because he said there's 70 weeks determined upon thy people. So we know we got 7 years for the Jews. Is that true? Now look at it. If there's a question, I want to know it. And we'll probably get a bunch after lunch. Now in the middle of the week, in the middle of this Jewish week. Did everybody read that? He didn't say Messiah week. He didn't say the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said in the middle of this Jewish week. That's 3.5 years. The Antichrist, the prince, a prince that is to come. And remember, he comes out of Rome. The prince that is to come, what is he? A pope, a prince among the people. That's true. They'll rise up a Pharaoh who doesn't know Joseph. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about after the two prophets prophesied 1,260 days, right? Amen. Which is 3.5 years by the prophetic calendar. At the end of that, the Antichrist breaks that covenant. Right. says, no more temple worship. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm taking over. The man of sin. The man of sin. All right? So that's what he's saying. But where is it? In the middle of this Jewish week, right in there. All right? Next. What's these two prophets going to do when they come? This beast, this prince that shall scatter the power of the holy people, what will he do? He'll break his covenant with them after. See, they've got it highlighted right here. We're talking about this last week. All right? He'll break his covenant with them after 3.5 years. He'll oust them. Now, people think that's communism. That's just because you have the Spirit of God hasn't dealt with you yet. It's not communism. It's religion. Religious demons. It's not going to be Americans against Nazis. No, it's going to be Protestants and Catholics. Now, these two prophets, what will they do? It's Moses and Elijah. They'll rise on the scene. They'll tell those Jews their mistake. And out of that Jewish bunch that's there now to be the 144,000, God will call these two prophets. What is it? Spirit of Elijah off this Gentile church will just continue right on into the Jewish church. Huh? Boaz and Ruth had a baby. Who did they give it to? Which is a type of the old church. The Jews. All right. And out of that Jewish bunch, there'll be 144,000. Same thing. Same thing with Rachel. Amen. Out of Rachel. Out of the bride that he really wanted. Joseph is a type of who? Christ. Joseph was not one of the tribes, right? Not the original. He was put in, remember, after Dan and Ephraim did what they did. Joseph was put in. So he's not an original tribe. He's a type of Christ. Christ, and who's she have? Benjamin. Type of what? 144,000. We send Christ to the 144,000. Out of us, we birth Christ to the 144,000. All right? Do you understand that? It's a beautiful picture. We won't have time to do it, but go back and read Jacob and Rachel and Leah and just let God deal with you. And buddy, you'll see this Daniel 70 weeks open. It's perfect. Because it's redemption, folks. It's not all dates and times and seasons. But you got to get your days right or you're going to have a gap right here. Like a lot of people do. They got a gap right here. All right? And he'll preach the same message of Pentecost to those Jews that they rejected the Messiah. Man, you see it. It'll be the same Pentecostal message that these Jews will preach right over to them. And they'll hate those Jews so bad till they'll kill them. And they were hated by all nations in the midst of the week. Right there. Midst of the week, right in there. Remember, there's lap over times. It's not that Battle of Armageddon. It's just like the church. It's like the virtues. It's not faith in a straight line and virtue and in another straight line, knowledge in a straight line. No, those lines are for reference. You get faith all through there. You get knowledge all through there. You get temperance all through there. You get patience all through the statue of a perfect man. It's not just you get one, lay it on a shelf. You get another one, lay it on a shelf. No, you just keep growing in grace and knowledge. Same thing with this. That line is just a reference line because that's the middle of the last week. All right? And they were hated by all nations in the midst of the week because that they had raised up a great power for 144,000. They had the Holy Ghost. And brother, you talk about doing miracles. See, that's when the sixth seal opens. Because the sixth seal breaks by those two prophets, right? So six seals brings us redemption here. And Brother Brown said the seventh brings him back to earth, right? Seventh seal is the end of all things. We get the spiritual revelation, so that ends for us, the Gentiles. But he's got to go to the Jews and get them by a sixfold purpose. The seals are going to open naturally to them. They're going to get a sixfold purpose, which finishes their redemption and the city and brings Christ back to earth in Revelation 19, not by himself, with us. Because he's not going to be seen without us anymore after we go with him. And they were hated by all nations. They had the Holy Ghost. And brother, you talk about doing miracles, they did. They stopped heavens. It didn't rain in the days of their prophecy. Smote the earth with plagues as often as they wanted to. They gave plagues and everything else. They'll give them Romans a hard way to go. Praise the Lord, finally. But finally, they'll be killed. What? After they prophesy for 3.5 years, correct? All right? That's where we've seen her coming back to the millennium. Wait, I'm sorry. I missed one. But finally, they'll be killed. Our God is a terrible God when he's angry. But remember, that's over in the 70th week, not half week. The church is in glory. Amen. The wedding supper's going on for us. All right? Now notice, that's where we've seen her coming back to the Millennium Temple over here at the end. I'm going to prove it in just a minute. Of the Jewish age. He didn't say Messiah week. He's talking about the natural Jews. Or the 144,000, to be correct. The anointed. Here he comes riding on a white horse. Now, when is that? Revelation 19, right? Those followed him on white horses who are you and I, dressed in white blood or vesture dipped in blood, rolling him the word of God. He cometh, the mighty conqueror, to set up the millennium, coming to the temple. Amen. That temple, God's not going to come to you and dwell in an unclean vessel. So he's not going to go to that temple unless it's built the right way, according to Ezekiel 40 through 44. And I just believe the 144,000 is going to come back here and build it. We're not going to build it. We're here on a honeymoon. You take your wife on a honeymoon and make her build a house? You went there as a feast, as a wedding, as a happy time for you and your new spouse. We're not going to go back and do that stuff. They're going to build it. We'll prove it in a second. Glory, there he meets that. See, coming to the temple, there he meets that 144,000. They're already here. Revelation 19, we come. Because remember, the millennium is to the Jews, not to us. But somebody's got to live 1,000 years to do away with the sin curse. Now, you and I are glorified bodies. We're in eternity. We can't live 1,000 years. We're already eternal. So somebody's got to live that 1,000 years. Somebody's got to prove that sin curse is over. So it really doesn't matter when we come riding back in. We're going right to that temple. After the 144,000 build it, we're going right to it. All right, everybody understand that? Kind of? Sort of? If some of you moved, I think your face would crack. We ought to be happy about this, people. My heavens. We ought to be rejoicing. Whether I'm wrong or not, you ought to be rejoicing. If you're right, you ought to be rejoicing. I get a little bit from him, you know. Blame him. I got his genetics. All right, let's go to the next one. And I really appreciate him. Matter of fact. Now, listen to this. This is just a point. Because remember, I heard the man clothed in linen, Daniel 12, 7 through 9, which was upon the water of the river. And when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven and swear by him that liveth forever. You ever heard that before? Revelation 10, right? But now remember, the guy in Revelation 10 is time shall be no longer. That's to me and you, right? Because we don't have time. But right here, it shows for a time, times, and a dividing of time. 3.5 years. All right? Everybody understand that? Is that okay? And then he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people. After that, remember, after that, he's going to do what? He's going to break that covenant and scatter the people. Try to, anyway. All right? All these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And let me emphasize this. Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. There's no way. I don't care who in the world preached Daniel 70 weeks before the prophet broke it. They were wrong. It was sealed according to the Bible. Until the time of, I say, until the time, Brother Gerald, of this end. This end. The time of this end is when these things are supposed to be made known. Now, Revelation 11:3, let's make sure we get over into here. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, we know that. That's 3.5 years of a Messiah ministry that two prophets are going to preach. Because remember, look, hold it right there. What did he have right there? We know he was the Messiah, but he had the sign of the Messiah. Right? He was the Messiah, but he had the sign of Messiah. The two witnesses are going to have what? Sign of the Messiah. Signs and wonders. William Branham, let me bring it right to me and you. This is where we're going to get our 7, Rachel. Right here. That last 3.5 year ministry of Brother Branham was his real message. The rest was a restoration back to the faith of the fathers. What was preached by Paul and Peter and James and John, right? You say, well, it's 1963. That was only, and he was killed in December. That's only 2.5 years. Let me read you something. I got time. Brother Claude Weisinger brought this to my attention, and he's a real good brother of mine, a very good friend. I want you to listen. Now, when did Brother Brown preach the seals? March of 63, right? March of 63. This may not mean one thing to you, but it helps me. All right? It's not on there. I'm going to read it off here, so it's not on there. They don't have it. I didn't know if I was going to get to it. Okay, listen. On communion, if you want to write this down, 1962-02-04 on the message communion. February 1962. Brother Branham preached in Jeffersonville. We see that the astronomers are predicting sometime in this early part of the first part of the month, beginning on the 2nd or the 5th or somewhere along this month, the Indian astronomers predict the worlds to blow to pieces. And the American newspapers make fun of it. I do not believe the world is going to blow into pieces, but I do say it's wrong to make fun of it. Because something's fixing to happen one of these days, something similar to that, when the five planets, Mars, Jupiter, and Venus, and so forth, come into their, they never have did it. Oh, they say 25,000 years ago it happened, but who was back there to know it? That's a ha-ha. Okay. Well, Brother Brown said that. Who was back there to know it? But listen, that was paragraph 74. Paragraph 75, I predict that this has a spiritual application. I believe it's the coming in of the issue of God. That the great revelation to the Word will be opened during this time. This is 1962. February. The great revelation of the Word will be open during this time. Remember, they claim it was three stars came in orbit when Jesus was born. And this is five. Five is grace. Three is the number of perfection. Five is the number of grace and so forth. Number of grace. If God ever sends His power to the church, it's by His grace. God sends anything to us, it'll be His grace, not our merit. So it may mean something. I predict that there'll be a change. I don't know what it'll be. Now, this is 1962. We're right on the eve of it now. All right, next message he preached was the end time seed sign, 1962-319, just a month and a half later. All right. Now what happened? We see a roar in the paper across the television, out across the nations where five stars just fell in line with the world. What's five? The number of grace. Every time those stars come, then something happens on earth. What's taking place? Five stars fell in. What was it? An introducing of what? Beginning of sorrows? Earthquakes picked up everywhere? What's happened? An infant church. Hallelujah. A bride. Infancy that the power of God has begun to fall on her. There's your 3.5 years. Because he's telling us. She's taking form a bride for this bridegroom. It's the church of the living God coming together under the word of God. And the astronomic heaven is announcing her approach. Might not believe that, but it's the word just the same. Yes, sir. That was paragraph 78. So if you don't believe something happened, listen to your prophet. That was in March of 62. March of 63, he preached the seals. 2 years and 8 months later, he died. He built, God's got a lap over people. He's got a lap over. His message did start in the seals, but there was platforms that he built. Spoken words, original seed. All these things. Statue of a perfect man. What's he doing? He was getting ready. And then when that thing came out, he said, my gosh, a baby church is born.
That's right.
Out of that constellation, showing in the heavens, you and I, by the word that he preached, not saying that the word was any less relevant before then, not at all, because that's your background, that's your platform, that's what you stand on to understand these other things. All right, it's time we start eating some meat and quit drinking so much milk. I like milk, but when I go to a steak place, I don't order just milk. I order a steak. I might have some milk, but if it's a steak there, I'm going to eat steak. All right, so you're going to give power to two prophets, and they shall prophesy 200 threescore days clothed in sackcloth. So, that's what they get, right? They get that 3.5 year ministry of Jesus Christ, correct? Messiah, the sign of the Messiah. The sign of the Messiah here. I'm going to walk over and do this anyway. The sign of the Messiah here. The sign of the Messiah here brings Rachel together. The sign of the Messiah. The sign of the Messiah brings Leah together. Okay? That's just my thoughts, all right? I'm reading between the lines today, okay? If it's not if that love letter's not to you, then you either got another lover or you just ain't fell in love with mine yet. So I don't know. All right, let's keep going. Revelations 11, 9 through 12. And they of the people and kindred and tongue and nation shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days. Kind of funny that they lay in the street for 3.5 days. It's not funny at all. It means something, but we can't get into that. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves, and they that dwell on the earth shall rejoice. Hey, man, they're going to send each other gifts. They're going to send Super Bowl tickets and all kinds of stuff to people. They're going to send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3.5 days, there's that word after again. Is it 1 day after, 2 days after, 10 years after? It's after. I say it's just going to be after the 3.5 days. The Spirit of life from God entered into them. They stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. CNN, Fox News. That's the only time that can be made known. Nobody else could see that except in the end time. To see them. See them, all right? And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, didn't that happen in Revelation 4:1? Didn't he say, come up hither? Well, he's telling them the same thing. So what puts us in a rapture is going to put them in a rapture. All right? And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now that was right there, because what's going to happen after that? I have quotes here. The Battle of Armageddon begins immediately after that. That's when it happens. All right? And the Battle of Armageddon is not going to be a one-day battle. It's man's fire. We walk out on the ashes of the wicked. That doesn't happen in the future home. Remember, the city sits down on a redeemed entire earth in the future home. The millennium, we walk out on the ashes. Ashes means something burned up. You say, oh, what about radiation? You with a glorified body, you already took a resurrection, you already took a rapture, and you're worried about radiation? I don't think so. We're going to be brighter than any radiation will ever make you. We'll have it from the inside out, not from the outside in. Because see, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be where man's going to be standing there alive and the flesh is going to fall off their body. It's a scripture, right? That's your Battle of Armageddon. That's not going to happen Gog and Magog. That's totally different. That's God's fire. That's where you kill souls. All right? This one just kills the Battle of Armageddon. Brother Bram said, man's fire kills. Man's always destroyed the earth. So now, here's a couple of things. Just this is my quote. Six seals finishes our redemption. The seventh seal brings Christ back to the earth to get us, right? Not in a physical form, but Brother Bram said he'd be so visible among us, raise the dead and go into rapture. That's a quote, right? The sixfold purpose finishes 144,000's redemption and brings Christ back to the earth. Now, he doesn't come back right here. They're not bride. They're not incarnate God like we are. Come on, people. They lost their right of being a wife. I read you that when he divorced them. They're servants now. All right? So they're going to get the Holy Ghost and they're going to take a rapture, but they're not bride. Right? So where is he going to come back? I'll show you in a minute. All right. Let's go. Notice now exactly the continuity of the scripture, exactly the same under the seventh trumpet. See, everybody's wondering about trumpets. Well, the seventh trumpet is to Israel, the same as the seventh seal was to the church, which is what? Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world, that's what we're going to say when we leave out of here. The kingdoms of this world, right here, have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And that's exactly what he's going to do with the Jews. So the seventh trumpet does what? Calls Israel back to the atonement, not to kill another beast, to realize they missed him the first time. And they'll say, where did you get those scars? He becomes so visible among them. So they put sackcloth and ashes. They get out of that temple. They say, hey, them sacrifices are a stench in my nostrils. God's now dwelling here. And they're going to be killed because of that. So we can parallel and see that redemption, because the seventh trumpet does what? The seventh trumpet to the Jews draws them where? To the atonement, right? What is atonement? Redemption. Without an atonement, you can't be redeemed. All right? Everybody okay with that? All right? Go to 15. Beginning in time, ending of the Gentile dispensation. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years. And in the midst of it, he shall be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately to the Jews. To the Jews, all right? Going, keep going. We're going to get in a hurry here. The Lamb, the Messiah, the Prince shall come and should be for 70 weeks. That's 7 years. That's what Dad's trying to show you. When Brother Branham gets out of that Daniel 70 weeks book, it's kind of like the Feast of the Trumpets. It's important, but he never preached them again. He preached Daniel 70 weeks, never preached them again. Hey, those to the Jews. All right? But he makes references to them. But what he can't deny, though, that there's a Messiah week. There's a Messiah week that's different from that Jewish week. It's hidden inside there. Right there. All right? Go with me just a second. Because, see, we're going to come outside the book. Dad read a few of them. See, that's where everybody gets all confused. Brother Bram said, no, only 3.5. Well, what are you talking about? That right there, the Messiah week. He's in redemption now. He's talking about redemption. That's the only redemption. That whole 70 weeks can be compressed into those, that 7 years. 3.5 here that we get, 3.5 here that they get. That's where you bring that mysterious week that most people don't realize is there. Is everybody okay with that? I don't have a quote for that, but I'm reading between the lines here. Because it's going to make all these quotes that everybody gets so bumfuzzled about, it's going to make them come right into view. Because look, for the 70 weeks, that's 7 years. So Brother Branham, is there 1 week left for the Jews? No, but there's 7 quotes in the Daniel 70 weeks book that there's 1 week left after the rapture. Right? You can't erase it. It's written. Can't erase it. But you're going to see where he says, no. He said, I didn't say that. They asked him. They said, you said there was 7 years left after the rapture. Brother Branham's mind is not talking about a Jewish week. He's talking about that Messiah week, because he has pulled out of the Daniel 70 weeks, and now he's looking at redemption because he's trying to get a bride ready. If he doesn't get a bride ready, the Jews don't get ready. We got to get out of here. The reason he's not going out there, Brother Frank, to the Jews is because you're sitting in that seat and I'm standing up here. And Bill Yontz is sitting right here. Pastor Bill Yontz. For the record, we are in his church. The prince should come and be for 70 weeks. That's 7 years. He's compressing it all down. He's not doing away with that Jewish week or that last 7 years, because I'm going to prove to you, if you'll just go read the sixfold purpose, if you'll read the sixfold purpose, it'll prove to you there's 1 week left after the rapture. Just read it. We're going to read it in just a minute, all right? Go to the next one. Sixth seal. Dad read it. We're going to read it again. Kingdom of God is at hand. Kingdom of heaven is to be set up. The time, last 3.5 years, right there, am I okay? Of Daniel's 70th week promised to the Jews, his people. Remember now that to prove that this is Daniel's last part of the 70th week, he's run it all into that 1 week right there. He's saying the last part right there. Not over here. That's a Jewish week. Now, 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years. 490 years is promised. But for redemption purposes, only 7 years are promised. Is that okay? We all right? Some of you still are out in La La Land somewhere. That's okay. It took me a little while, but when Dad told me, he told me two things. He said, write parable on top of every page when you read Daniel 70 weeks. Write, this is a parable. This is a parable. This is a parable. And then he said, go read the sixfold purpose and put it in line. All right? So now let's go to the next one. He said, the Messiah shall come. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years. In the midst of it, he'll be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately to the Jews. He said, the Messiah, the prince, shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks, 7 days, will be cut off. Now, what's he talking about right there? Right? Remember that? Dad said that had a twofold meaning. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for a week. There is not a scripture in the Bible that says the Messiah is going to be cut off in the midst of the week. Find it. Find it. It doesn't say it. It says after 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. It doesn't say ever. Find it if you can find it. It does not say after 3.5 years the Messiah will be cut off. It says after 62 weeks. But Brother Branham is condensing that down to that Messiah week. Brothers, that's your key. And if you don't get it, your people's not going to get it. Sorry, I still get a little mean from him. But your people are under you. If you don't get it, your people's not going to get it. Now, when Messiah comes, Jesus, he preached exactly 3.5. Messiah. Read how many times in these quotes he's going to say Messiah. He's never going to say a Jewish week. He's going to say Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. Now, when Messiah comes, Jesus, he preached exactly 3.5 years and was cut off for a sacrifice. But at the end of the Gentiles, there would still be 3.5 years yet to the Jews. Messiah week. Messiah week. I hope you're getting it. All right, let's go. Keep going. And if that was the sign of the Messiah yesterday, it's the same today, or he did the wrong sign. Now, this is we would see Jesus. This is outside the Daniel 70 weeks book. And then Israel was right and justified by killing him, denying him to be the Messiah because he'd be an imposter. But they killed him because that he proved that he was Messiah. There wasn't a rock to be overturned as we get to further in the week. Now you see, he is the Messiah. See how many times he's saying Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. Keep going. Evening messenger. Notice, if the Gentile church has to be taken away first for the Jews, then the end of the 70 weeks of Daniel takes place. Not here, here. In the middle of the 70th week. He's bringing it all down to right here. And then there's 3.5 weeks left yet. And we find out two prophets of Revelations. He never changes his code again. Of Revelations 11, comes down and prophesies to the Jew. Now the church will be taken away at that time. Just keep rolling through. Now here's a little thing. We're going to reverse back a minute. This is on the first seal. I think Dad read this. Where the 3.5 years of Daniel 70 weeks. The last half of Daniel 70 weeks, which is 3.5 years. Right there. Right there. Not this Jewish week. There's 1 week left to finish the 490 years. He hadn't completed the four. He got 483. He's got to complete 483. He's got to change it to 490. So it's got to be 7 years left. So when he says 3.5, then forget about seven. He's not talking about seven. He's talking about 3.5. All right? Just keep going because we're going to get behind. Now, just 70 weeks was determined perfectly. As Daniel said, that Messiah would come and would be cut off in the midst of the week. There is no scripture for that. He's cut off after 62 weeks. All right? But Brother Branham is telling you what the scripture is saying. Amen. You do my water. And Jesus prophesied 3.5 years. Now, in the middle of this 3.5 years of Daniel, in the middle of it, he was cut off. Now, the last part is the tribulation period where the Gentile churches, oh, this is great. The bride goes in with the groom, then after the millennium walks out upon the ashes of the wicked. Keep that in mind. Keep going. These two witnesses prophesy in the time of Daniel's second half of the 70 weeks. Not this one. That's where everybody goes bonkers. It's the last half of the Messiah week. Remember how he takes the Daniel 70 weeks? I said we would need it when we get in there. I don't know why, but something told me we'd need it. And here we are. Can we say, here we are? Whether you like it or not, here we are. Now remember, Daniel was told that the Messiah would come, the prince, the Messiah rather, and would prophesy. Israel still had 70 weeks left. And in the midst of the 70 weeks, in the midst of the 70 weeks is 35 and a half. That don't even calculate. So he's talking about that Messiah week. In the midst of the 70 week, the Messiah. Look how many times he says Messiah would be cut off and the daily sacrifice taken away, but there was still 3.5 weeks determined, which is right there. Fifth seal. Now, these Jews, I have to do this in order now to see the revelation of this seal. In order to see the revelation of this seal. See what it is, these souls under the altar and who they are. Now, notice, in the time of Daniel, now the second half of the 70th week, right here. Not this one, this one. Now, remember, Messiah was to be cut off in the midst. That's the middle. That's where he was cut off, people. He was cut off to get me and you. Let his blood be on us and our children. That's when he was cut off. He had already preached 3.5 years, so in the midst of that Messiah week, he was cut off. Okay? Everybody all right with that? That's the middle. What's half of 7? 3.5. Prophet's going to make it simple for you. How long did Christ preach? The church answers, 3.5. That's right. Now, but there's determined yet to the people what? Another 3.5 years. Right there. All right, keep going. All right, notice these messengers. Now, these messengers of the Revelations 12, these two prophets, they're going to preach the kingdom is at hand. That's the first thing Jesus preached, right? Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember now, to prove that, this is Daniel's last part of the 70th week. Right here. I got a question on that for tomorrow. Now, let's skip through that because we're going to have to hurry up. I know you want to eat probably more than you want to hear me, but this is important. Last part of the 70th week. Do I need to keep these quotes? That's what makes everybody bonkers. They go, how is this the last half and this and nothing over here? That's Daniel's 70th part, last part of the 70th week. Brother Branham is condensing it down to the Messiah week. Redemption. I'm talking about redemption. All right? So go to the next quote. That's the one Dad read. Because he says, I believe that you mentioned that the full last week or last 7 years will begin when the bride was taken in the rapture. He did. 7 times. But we got it wrong. Because that person is asking, and Brother Branham had to be a prophet to pick up what they were asking. 7 years of ministry left, Brother Branham. No, 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 nay, 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 you got that wrong. Not the full 7 weeks. The week started when Jesus came on earth with his ministry right here. And then he'll be cut off. And Jesus preached exactly 3.5 years, which is half of the 70 weeks. He keeps saying 70 weeks. Half of the 70 weeks is 35 years. So he must be condensing it down to that Messiah week that we're mentioning here, which is half of the 70 weeks, 7 days, weekdays. Now, Dad's already read that, so just keep going. Go to the next one. Now, here we are. The sixfold purpose holds the whole key to everything. You agreed when we first started that all six of those purposes happens in the 70 weeks of Daniel. Did you not? Right? Because that's what the Bible says. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish transgression, number one. Make an end of sin. Number two, make reconciliation for iniquity. Listen, folks, if I had time, you can take every bit of that in justification, sanctification. They have to come the same way we do. Justified, sanctified, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When does he reconcile your iniquity? When he gives you the Holy Ghost. The seals are for our redemption. The sixfold purpose is for their redemption. The natural opening of the seals to the Jews is to the world. They call down destructions. The man of sin comes and all these things. It's not anything to do with the Jews inside. Sure, it drives them, but there's two witnesses. that's driving them back to Christ, right? Finished transgression, end of sin, reconciliation for iniquity, bringing everlasting righteousness, seal, provision, prophecy, and anointing the most holy. All right, let's go. Number 1A, sixfold purpose. Brother Branham says, now, finish the transgression. That's number one, right? You can follow over here. He's going to make those blue when we're talking about them. All right? Does everybody see what that is right there? That's that 70th week. That's the part that we took off of the chart and put over here. Everybody see that? Okay? All right? That last mysterious week that people think there's just a half of, you can't have 4, 5, and 6 in 1, 2, and 3. That happens after the Jews are gone. Come on, people. It gets good. To finish the transgression. To finish what? To finish Israel's transgression. What is transgression? It's to go against something. To transgress against me is to do a wrong to me. Transgress against you is to do a wrong to you. So Israel did a wrong to God. And in this 70th week, not half week, 70th week, what's going to happen? God is going to finish the transgression of Israel. Remember, we've already seen that we've got the Gentiles redeemed and they're in glory, right? All right? We're now redeeming the 144,000, right? That okay? We're now redeeming. This, the sixfold purpose is going to redeem them. All right? Don't forget the city. It says, thy people and thy holy city. I know I got 2 minutes. Here, I told him, I said, I wish today I was a Yankee so I could talk faster. God is going to finish the transgression of Israel. All right, let's go to number 2A. Now listen close. Let's turn to Matthew 24. Now this is where Israel made her fatal mistake. Keep scrolling because I'm going to read all that. But there's some good nuggets in that. That's where they done it. He was making an end of their sin. Number 2. See number 2 being lit up over there? Is that all right? Amen. That's what the two prophets are going to preach to them, right? Right. Redemption. Right. Right. He know they were blind. Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing. Let his blood be on us. They were calling for his blood. Put an end to sin. What sin? Unbelief. Right. They did not believe that that was the Messiah. Right. They could not see him to be Messiah, yet done every sign a Messiah was supposed to do, but they couldn't see it. All right, keep going. 3A. Is number 3, and it's in this 70th year of Daniel, 70th week, rather, coming to make an end of sin, put it away. You understand now what's the first? Finish transgression, make an end of sin. Number 3, to make reconciliation for iniquity. You who's writing it down. To make reconciliation for iniquity. Iniquity is doing wrong, as they did at the cross. He made reconciliations, but it will not be applied to them. It was not applied to them. Why? Because they were blinded and could not see. And why were they blind? Well, we know why. They were blinded because God blinded them, but you're blind because you're willfully blind. There's no reconciliation for you. He makes that pretty blunt, doesn't he? If you believe not, I am he, Jesus said, you'll die in your sins. All right? Now, as soon as Zion saw that that was their Messiah, she was born again in one day. Make reconciliation for sins and to make reconciliation. Right there, right? We okay? Uncleanness. Oh my. They did what was evil, which was wrong. Reconciliation was made for their iniquity. Now go. Here's number 4. Number 4 cannot happen anywhere in there. Are we looking? Are we really looking? Because you don't bring in everlasting righteousness and then have a battle of Armageddon. All right? This is what I'm telling you. This proves there's 1 week left for the Jews, Jewish week, and the city. Because we've got to rebuild a temple here pretty quick. Number 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness. That's the fourth thing to come forth. For he is to come, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Now look, when Israel's transgression has come to an end, Satan, who is their accuser and our accuser, Satan will be sealed up in the bottomless pit. When is that? Oh, no, it's not. It's over here because there's nothing over here. There's nothing supposed to be over here. There's nothing over here. My pointer's dead. There's nothing over here. Well, yeah, I guess there is something there. Satan will be sealed up in the bottomless pit. When what? When bringing in everlasting righteousness, something that cannot end. All because unrighteousness will be done away with. Keep going. All right? Oh, my. In other words, when the enemy has been put away, the end of sin has come, the bringing in of everlasting righteousness has come, Satan is sealed up in the bottomless pit, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth as the water cover the sea. Amen. Glory to God. It's coming, brother. It's coming. Women will be women. Men will be men. All right. Now the millennium is on. 5 minutes and I'll be done. All right. 5 minutes and I'll be done. Because remember, what did we say? We haven't said a word about the city till now. Because it says, thy people and thy holy city. That city's got to be redeemed just like you and I. All right? When the city, look, all right, now millennium then is on. That's when the millennium, when the city is to be built. Fourth, I had about six more scriptures. Let's keep going. Number five, to seal up the vision and prophecy. What's he talking about? He's talking about sealing it up in the people. What? In the end time. Us. A revelation. We're going to carry a revelation with us, people. All right, let's keep going. Come on. Now you watch when we get into Daniel 70 weeks, how that comes out. That's when the mystery is going to be revealed. That's when he breaks his covenant in the middle of the week. He's talking about times and half times. All right, now, have we got time for this last one? Thank you. Now six, anoint the most holy. Oh my, here's the one. The last thing he was to do was what? Now just go back over Daniel, find out what he's doing. Now if you'll read that, it'll put you right there. Okay? That's the sixfold reason of his coming. Now what? To anoint the most holy. Now this may be a little bit strange for just a minute to many of you teachers, but just hold it just a minute. Now let's see how it comes out. This is the anointing not of a man. Jesus is already anointed. Is that right? The book of Acts said that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and went around doing good. He is the Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. Is that right? But here at the end time, he's the anoint the most holy. What is the most holy? To my way of seeing it, which I believe I can prove it by the scripture. It's to anoint the most holy, which will be the tabernacle that will be used during the millennium. The sixfold purpose. That six laps right over into that millennium. Christ comes right down with us. And buddy, we're having a good time.
Amen.
There is the 70 weeks of Daniel. We got another one? That's all. Oh, go to the last one. Because you can see the description of the temple. Ezekiel 40, 44. Keep going. All the way to the end. So what have we done? Because you're going to keep reading the anointing. Actually, the anointing to the temple is me and you.
Amen.
When we come back in Revelation 19, this right here, let's read this. Let me read this right here. A confederation of church will consolidate them together and bring the Jews into this confederation and bring them back to their own temple worship again in the thus saith the Lord out of the Bible. They will have their own church. What? They are what now? I just caught it fresh. They are now a nation recognized. Is that right? But they have not their temple worship yet. And when they establish the temple worship, he's talking about down here.
Amen.
The church will be gone. God will be dealing with the Jews as a nation. And then when they are brought into this confederation, Rome will break it in the middle of the 70th year.
Right
there. All right. Because look, desolation spread to the consummation. What's the consummation? Really, Pope, people, the Battle of Armageddon is not going to be a one-day battle. It's going to carry over into maybe a year. Who knows? But we're going to walk out on the ashes of all this stuff. It's not going to consume everything. It's not God's consuming fire. It's man's fire, atomic fire. I can prove that by the prophet's message, but we don't have time. But now, at the very end, this is what we've done. We took the three people that needed redemption or the three things that needed redemption, and now, pull it up. We have the Gentiles, the 144,000, and the city restored. The end of the 70 weeks of Daniel. Thank you. That's it.